We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. I do have an announcement to make. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems. I just want to let you know they did sell out of the winter air.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the
truckload. It's still winter, you know.
It is, but I mean, a lot of people have gotten the air changed, and it'll be warming up.
Yeah,
soon.
It's off and on. You know, yeah. We get an occasional warm spurt right now, and occasional ice storm, occasional windstorm, occasional everything.
They do still. They do still have air. It is still free. Yeah. And as the potholes start to sprout up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here to
like
talk about.
Like dandelions in the springtime. That wreaks havoc on your suspension, your tires, your wheels. They can help you with all that stuff at Diamond Gems.
Alignment, here I come.
Yeah.
Because I've been noticed. I'm pulling to the right.
Yep.
Because I've hit a couple of big old potholes.
You definitely pull to the right.
I do tend to lean to the right. That's for sure. But Diamond Gems is right on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol Road in lovely Burton, Michigan. And they are, you know, Tim Hogan owns the place, and he's a phenomenal guy. Just down to earth, approachable, talks, you know, he shoots from the hip. He tells you what's wrong with your car politely, doesn't force you in anything, and just a good friend to your car and to you. Now, I was talking about alignments because in Michigan, alignments are a must. If you want your car to go down the road straight and your tires to be in good shape, you got to get those alignments done, so get your alignments.
They wear funny, which means they wear quicker, your tires, if they're not pointing in the same direction.
You wear your tires out. And they have the right air in them and everything, so I get my oil changed there. They rotate my tires because I bought all my tires there. Shocks, struts, tune-ups, they keep you running right. And I'll be back in there shortly because I'm due. I'm due for an oil change, rotation, and I'm going to have that alignment checked. Four-wheel alignment this time, Dano.
Yep.
I'm going to go straight. I'm still going to lean to the right, but I'm going to go straight. So, but that's the way it goes in my house. So you can get a hold of Diamond Gems at 810-743-4210. Again, they're at 4112 South Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road. Stop in and see them. You'll be glad you did. So, Dan, I realized something as I was going through a bunch of new articles I've been reading this week and guns I've been fondling. Not like in a private way or anything, but just fondling. No, I've been looking into it.
I would use handling.
That's a better word. Thank you. More politically correct. So I've been handling some real nice guns, and I realized that I'm seeing a lot of Turkish guns in my collection right now and having fun with them. And Turkish guns, one conglomerate specifically is Tisas. That's TISAS. And MAC, which is Military Armament Corporation.
Thank you.
Now, years ago, there was a real prominent gun here in America called the MAC 9s and MAC 10s.
Uh-huh.
They were machine pistols. And I think you'll remember, that John Wayne movie when he got that MAC 10 and he shot that 55-gallon drum with it? And, you know, it was kind of like he was fighting the mob and ended up on the beach, driving on the beach with Brannigan. Or was it?
Is he a cop?
Yeah, he's a cop, yeah. And he normally carried a Colt Diamondback or a Colt, you know.
Yeah, six-shooter, repeater.
Yeah, yeah.
Revolver.
And then he, at one point, he had to fight the guys, and he
needed a little more firepower.
He needed a machine pistol with a suppressor.
So he's up against a crew.
A crew, yeah. And he had to shoot, you know, the Cadillac 180 times and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, many more bullets flew than what was in the magazine of the gun, but that's okay. We won't go there.
Well,
but he did reload on a pretty normal basis. But this is like, you know, post Vietnam era show. It was a good show, fun to watch. It was a movie. Yeah, just a movie.
Brannigan, you're thinking?
Brannigan. I think it was Brannigan. My son, I'm sure, if he was here, he'd say, "No, Dad, it was." Yeah. And he'd tell me what it is, but he's not here right
Maybe
now.
You're right though.
So it could be. I might be right. Every now and then I am right, but then I realize I was wrong. So, but anyways. So MAC has been around for a long time, but now the Turkish government or Turkish company that runs this whole conglomerate, it's MAC and Tisas. They're all like under one auspices of some other company name. They are turning out some fabulous guns. Their 1911s are phenomenal. Their Benelli clones are so good that the parts are actually interchangeable between Benellis. So like a Super Black Eagle has the same parts, you know, primarily, but they're inertia fired 12 gauge shotguns. And I got one of those, it's a MAC 1014 and it's just a phenomenal gun. I got the walnut one cause the walnut is gorgeous on it. Turkish walnut, and it's just a beautiful shotgun. I really, really like it. Plus, it's a 7-shot semi-automatic, inertia fired, shoots up to 3-inch shells, and comes with an ace in the hole sight system on it. It's just bad to the bone. I mean, they are phenomenal, and I've been bragging about those all year and saying how much I like them. I had to look for one for months, and then finally got one, and I've been really, really happy that I did. And everybody I know that's got them really likes them, and all the follow up I've seen has been phenomenal. And there for a while, I was looking for them in a different brand called I think it was Phaser. And I kind of like that name because, of course, I'm an old Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty. But anyways, when they came out, when they kind of dropped that, I think it was Phaser line, they just came out with the MAC, the MAC 1014. And
I just want to, I'm gonna add, if it was from one of these movies, there's one from 1974, 1975 was Brannigan.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking about McHugh.
McHugh, that's it. No, McHugh was in.
Yeah, but look, they've got one of those on the picture.
It shows the Mac 10, and it, yep.
There it is.
You're right.
With the suppressor.
Yep, you're right.
McHugh. Yep.
Brannigan was in Europe.
Yeah, there's a picture of London Bridge.
There you go. And McHugh
was he an
was
Irish
in,
detective?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then McHugh, maybe that was, he was Scottish in that one.
Maybe.
McHugh.
That was it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or from down under. I don't think so.
But there's a picture of that MAC-10 right there.
Exactly.
With the suppressor.
Yeah. So it's a handful, but pretty cool. It's 32 rounds in like 1.7 seconds.
That's pretty.
So it shoots very fast.
Yeah.
And those type of guns were available here, and then it's an open bolt shooting system. It's very interesting how those guns work. So if you ever get a chance to shoot one, do it legally and have fun and be careful. So this MAC 1014, this 12-gauge shotgun, it comes in some amazing options. The Breacher, not Reacher, but Breacher, the Marine. There's a pistol grip Breacher. There's a wooden one that I got, the walnut one that's blued. They have them in blued with stainless. They're full marine grade versions that are stainless and wood, stainless and plastic or synthetic. Beautiful guns, though. And the price point is stupid. They're under $500. I'll just say that. They're under $500 for these shotguns. And a Benelli that would be similar is $19.99. So you're talking a $1,400 difference in price at least. And is it a Benelli? No. But it does doggone near the same thing. And price point, you just can't beat them. So then we have the MAC / TSOS 1911s. They make double stacks. They make single stacks 1911s. They got tactical versions. They got the ones we have, which is the 10-millimeter Night Stalkers. Beautiful guns. We made our own adjustments to them. They weren't exactly the way we wanted, but for the price point, they were great. They get good sights, excellent barrel, shoots flawlessly, comes with good magazines, has a nice case. The only thing we had to do was change the grips. And the grips came real slippery aluminum grips. We didn't like them. And the gun jumped around in our hands, so we put Hogue American-made rubber grips on these TSOS Turkish-made handguns, and we're very happy with them now. So they're Cerakoted. They're nice guns, and we're real happy with those. Now, the point is, Guns and Ammo magazine this month just came out with a full story on Turkish guns. And basically, James Tarr, who's one of the editors, he's a really good writer. I like reading what he writes about every single month. He says that he has an excellent point. And a quote from him is, at this price point, people are going to assume these guns don't work because they're so cheap. And that's a heck of a statement right there. But he's had such good luck with them. So what they've done now is they've come out with new MAC 5 pistols. Now, the MAC 5 is an exact copy of the, HK MPS or HK MP5. Yeah, the HK MP5. It's an exact copy of it. And there's two different versions of it. They got like 32-round banana clips, 9mm, very nice guns. And you remember when Reagan got shot?
Yeah.
And the guy all of a sudden pulled that gun out from underneath his clothes? That's what these are. These are machine pistols. Very nice. You would normally see a suppressor on them. And you could do that. Because they're not terribly loud. They're 9mm. But chances are you're not going to hold them up and shoot them with the sights. You're going to be using a laser to point them or something similar. You could use sights, but I would personally put I've got a laser on some of the guns that I have like that. And they're a lot of fun. They have a shoulder strap loop right at the back of them so that you can put a shoulder strap to hang them under your arm.
Sure.
So that they can be under your overcoat for such work, you know, for high security jobs and stuff like that. But these...
So you're talking about the Secret Service head.
Yeah, type. Yeah, they have those guns. Now, the HK MP5s usually run about $3,000, between $3,000 and $3,500. Sometimes you'll see them for $28.95 on sale, stuff like that. But... Mac has come out with these Mac 5 pistols that are the same thing. But like James Tarr says, at this price point, you'd think they wouldn't work, basically. MSRP's like $1,099. So they've made it affordable to get that high-end gun in a couple different configurations, but they're very, very nice. And... there's cheaper guns that'll do the same thing on the market, but it's a heck of a gun for the money. So I would not. I put it this way. You know how I like to say stupid things like,
yeah,
I wouldn't kick that out of bed, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Guns John wants. Yeah,
what's John, a gun John wants?
John wants one of these. So
gotcha.
Looks like a lot of fun and a nice 9mm to shoot. Low recoil. It's got a. If you've ever shot a Setme. Or one of the bigger HK rifles, they have a really interesting ball bearing blowback system that works, keeps a very smooth operation of the gun, and mild recoil. Lot of fun, and these are just miniature versions, but these are made in Turkey. They are clones, but they're actually made because they were contracted to make these years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like the Belgium. You know, we talk about Belgium guns a lot, Dan. And Belgium was making guns for Browning and Winchester years and years, and you know, 100 years ago. And same thing here with Turkey. They're making these guns. Now they're just making them on their own.
Yeah.
So they're putting their name on them.
Yep.
And they seem to be very, very proud of them. But they're not stupid about it. They're selling them at fair prices. And you're getting a bargain for the money. So I'm looking forward to my next purchase of a Turkish-made gun. And even all the Winchester shotguns now are made there.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. So
that's from the Military
high-end ones.
Armament Corporation,
Mac
yep, pistols Mac. That we're talking about. We're going to talk about more when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.